Right, Chris Sibida here for Phoenix FM. We're at Latitude at the press tent at the moment, and I'm joined by Charles and Rebecca from Slow Club, who have opened up the main stage on the first day of the festival. How are you?
Really good.
Yeah. How did it go? I loved it. If I'm honest, it was really enjoyed it. How was it for you?
It was great. Yeah, we had a really wicked time on stage. I felt like everything kind of came together quite nicely, didn't it?
Yeah, we've been on tour for a week and trying to kind of get it all quite slick and together, and we haven't quite managed it most of the time, but then today it really all felt together and felt lovely. And we've never played a main stage, we've never seen that many people in one place. It really was lovely, and we were just quite excited.
Yeah, it was a really, really nice turnout, and everyone seemed to enjoy it. Funny enough, when you finished and I was coming away, there was I could hear people talking, and one of them was saying, "Oh, yeah, I definitely think that yourself. Oh, she's my favourite singer."
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, it was really, really good. So you got here this morning. So have you got a kind of dash off, or are you going to stick around and have a look, or?
Daddy let us have till 6 p.m. So all the children are going to run around drinking booze, doing naughty things, and then we're going to jump back on the van and go back to London. So yeah, we have a little bit of leeway.
And is there anyone you're hoping to see, or?
We're going to watch Khalees.
We all want to see Khalees, and that's kind of a good compromise for us all. And then, yeah, it's a shame we have to go, but we're playing Truck Festival tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then we kind of haven't had a day off for a long time, so we actually have a day off on Sunday. So it's quite amazing to think that we might be able to sleep in and not have to get up and do something. So that's nice. So we're, as much as we'd love to stay here, we're going away for positive things, and that's okay.
So the new album came out Monday, Complete Surrender, the third album.
Yes.
35, my knowledge is correct.
Okay.
So the recording of the album, because listening to you from like the early days, from the first out, like there seems to be a kind of a very, I want to call it like a maturing, but the progression between albums, there seems to be massive leaps. When you got together to kind of start working on the three album, did you have kind of an idea of what you wanted and how you wanted it to sound?
Yeah, definitely. I think we'd played a lot of shows after the second record, and we kind of realised that we wanted to make this one quite simple and easy to play live. Like, I think that we noticed like that we were playing a few new songs, and like the crowds were responding a lot more to the newer songs, kind of people that didn't know us at all. So we kind of just wanted to follow that route, really, and just kind of make it as simple as possible.
Because one thing that I have noticed that on this record, your voices seem to be kind of a lot more prominent and a lot more, and even today, like your voices really came out, and on the album they seem to be a lot more kind of at the front, if that kind of makes sense.
We're starting to realise what our strengths are, and melodically, writing for what we are both vocally capable of, and like sharing out a bit more and like enjoying each other's performances. And yeah, I sort of feel like all I can give really is singing, and so we're just sort of pushing it to the front. I don't know, although there's loads of importance and loads of other things as well. I don't know.
I think that the thing that is always we've always tried to like connect through the records, like no matter how much they sound different, like our voices are always like the instrument that's at the front, and like I think it just comes down to like the way it's mixed, and like I think on this record Colin really just kind of pushed the vocals, and I really wanted to hear it just like as people hear it live, you know, like the last record was quite a bit more experimental for us, so like just doing something quite simple seemed to make sense.
Because one of the things, when I first heard the album, the one that kind of got me was the vocals on Suffering Me, Suffering You. It's literally the hairs, like literally on the back of my neck, just really, really stood up. And yeah, it's just superb. So now, is it kind of tour now, that kind of thing?
Yeah, we've we're basically signing out of our lives for the next 18 months and just going for it, which is a lovely feeling in a way, but also, you know, like writing and recording the album, we have a bit of a routine, like we're both settled down in place, you know, living places, having social lives, and yeah, everything's quite easy, and then you do have to prep yourself to go out. I can't go to this gym class every day. Yeah. I can't be this person every day, because you just got to go. And it isn't negative, but it is, like, you do have to adjust to it and really want to do it. I've found that with touring is you can't hate it. You can't be like, oh, I can't come to your birthday because I've got to go here. You've got to be like, I can't come to your birthday because I'm doing this. Yeah. Like, you have to be much more positive about it. And it's amazing. It's great. We're going to travel the world again. It's incredible.
When you're getting ready to go on tour, what are the kind of essential things that you take with you to those little things that kind of help and get you through kind of the touring life?
Lots of charges.
I really like to treat myself to a new toothbrush and toothpaste. a nice new razor for my excessively hairy undergarments. I like to go home, actually. My mum sort of washes all my clothes and irons them, and we pack together. Still, I think we'll be doing that for years. Like, I don't trust myself unless my mum's given me a list. What about you, Charles?
I like to take a load of books that I never read. I kind of, like, that's the first thing that I do. I, like, pack the suitcase with books, and then I end up just listening to the same thing on my iPod every time.
No clothes,
and no irons. I've been struggling to find an iron to iron my shirt.
Iron quest.
And one thing that that I wanted to check with is whether this is a regular occurrence. I saw on Twitter that someone posted a signed set list that they'd got. And I'm pretty sure the song's titles have been changed to have the word poo in them.
Yeah, that was Mr. Fife Dangerfield, who's playing bass for us for a couple of weeks. He did that before the set. And,
it really was inspired. Suffering Poo, Suffering Wee was a really nice...
Yeah. Really poo Cousins.
Poo Cousins. Poo and Poo.
Poo and Poo.
Really great.
So it's not a regular kind of thing that you do?
It was a one-off.
So, do you, when you're kind of touring on the road, do you listen to kind of a lot of music? Do you check out the bands? Are there kind of certain bands that you're listening to that you like at the moment?
We're both really into that new Sharon Van Etten album.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, it's incredible. And yeah. I really loved the new Nicky Lee. Quite excited for the new Perfume Genius. We have a lot of stuff that we bond over, like Frankie Valli and Michael Jackson and Beatles and Beach Boys.
We've been doing a lot of singing in the van as well.
Yeah, we have actually. We had a lovely time where we all just sang songs to each other quite, like, honestly. It was really lovely. And then we all did Bohemian Rhapsody, and it was amazing. And Sophie was trying to ask me, like, oh, what time are we getting back to Sheffield? And I was like, shh, is this the real life? I was really into it. But we all love, like, proper pop songs. Like, we can wax lyrical about, like, Elton John and, you know, George Michael and stuff like that. We really do. We've got a big... And that's lovely. And, like, cool bands come and go, but...
There's always a classic.
Goodbye Yellow Brick Road will always be there.
Yeah, that's it. So you're gonna be touring. Is there kind of anything else you got planned at the moment, or is it literally just kind of do the tour and then kind of see what happens?
I think we're just like we've spent a lot of time, you know, like making the record and getting it ready with the artwork and stuff, and now is like the time to just like. We've only been on tour for like 2 weeks, so we're still kind of getting into the groove a little bit, but. I love that period where you've played like 5 or 6 shows with the band, and like you just everyone locks in, and it's not you don't think about it anymore. You're playing it, and then you can enjoy it a lot more. Trying to get your head around the arrangements, because we're playing like, you know, like 5 or 6 new tunes, maybe 8 in some shows depending on where we are, and it's really nice seeing how the audience are reacting to the new songs.
Yeah, I mean, like today's example, you know, people seem to, and I was watching people sing along as well to all the new songs. They seem to know all the words already, you know.
So cool. We played in Bristol last night, and there was an audible audience singing, and we've never really had that. Like, I really hope that carries on, and we're just really, we're get to do this as a job, and so we're never expecting, but when we do get things that are amazing, it's just the best thing ever. It really is.
Hey, so, well, thank you very much for having a chat. Good luck with the tour, and I'll probably see you at a gig at some point, I'm sure. So we're based in Brentwood, so we go to London quite a lot to check out shows. So thank you very much. Good luck for the rest of the tour and for the future.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Thank you.